Suffering on its own is bad enough, but when that suffering comes at the hands of an injustice, it can be almost unbearable. How do you respond when you're on the wrong end of an injustice? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When things happen to us in life that aren't fair, when our plans get derailed by a twist of fate that just doesn't make sense, it feels as though life has just reached down your throat and torn your heart out, doesn't it? Young Joseph of Technicolor Dreamcoat fame had something of a rough life. Sold into slavery by jealous brothers, transported in chains to Egypt, then falsely accused of rape by his master's wife, thrown into prison even though he was innocent, and left to rot. Putting ourselves in his shoes just for a moment, you have to kind of wonder, what was God thinking? How could he give this young Joseph so much of a rough time, especially since at every turn of misfortune, Joseph just gets on with doing the right thing? He was quite a guy. Psalm 105 verses 18 and 19. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what he said came to pass. The word of the Lord kept testing him. And there it is right there. The word of the Lord kept testing him because God was getting Joseph ready for something big. And even though on those dark days when without doubt all the injustice and the suffering didn't make sense to Joseph, two things were going on. Firstly, Joseph, through his behavior, was proving himself true. And secondly, all along, God was hatching a plan that would change the world. When injustice and suffering feel like they're tearing your heart out, prove yourself true because God has a plan. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's amazing what happens, the strength and the comfort we receive when we get the word of God into us. You can receive this fresh devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.